morning and welcome to Troll Radio Review. We've got an absolutely amazing show here today. Well, how could anything not be amazing with this sunshine? It is definitely sunglasses weather, so get sunglasses, dig out the flip-flops. It's like summertime here in Astoria, and it's also Fisher Poets Gathering. We're honoring that here at Troll Radio Review today with Shanghai on the Willamette and Alexa Wiley. We've got our amazing Troll Radio house band. Well, I kind of think Stinky might be around, and we've got you, a great audience, and all the listeners and supporters of Coast Community Radio. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Welcome to Troll Radio Review. Alrighty, and you're going to be treated to lots more music by all of these guys as the show progresses. Well, before I get started on music, I'm going to let you know that coming up here in a couple weeks at Coast Community Radio, it is going to be Pledge Drive time. Sadly, I'm going to be missing for Pledge Drive this year. And Pledge Drive around KMUN is a really fun time. So I hope if you're not already a member of Coast Community Radio, you will take advantage of that as Pledge Drive comes around. It's a fabulous time to have a good time. Stop by and see what happens at your Coast Community Radio. Well, hi, Alexa.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Alexa, you've got a new CD out.
I do.
Oh, and it is fabulous. Yeah, I was really happy to get mine in the mail.
Good, yeah, got it. Okay,
it was a nice surprise. So it's good to have you here for Fisher Poets again and
what
on Troll Radio.
What a gorgeous day. I love Fisher Poets. I never miss it. From the first year I came, I've been here ever since. So.
Excellent. Yeah.
Love it.
Good.
So
all right. Well, you've got
here.
Music for us today.
Yes, I'm going to play this one. It's for the wildness. And, you know, September 2014 was the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act.
Drive 6 hours, see what it could do. It's just a mood, it'll fade like scenery. It leaves me out here all alone. How I want it to be. Because I love to be wild, and I need to feel the wind again. Skin. Well, I perceive so much better when she's all singing around me, the red-headed birds, the rushing cold as my struggle. It just unfolds, 'cause I love to be wild, and I need to feel the wind. I need to feel wild, and I need to feel the wind against her skin. In 1964, we made a pact. We wrote the Wilderness Act. We said, just leave some beauty intact. Just leave some land alone. Just leave some land alone. Those of us who love to be out on the land or the waves, we are here soon to be gone. I think we can agree. There's no place like this one. We love to be wild, and we need to feel the wind. And we love to be wild, and we need to feel the wind against our skin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This next song's called She Dreams, and it's partially inspired by some at-risk young women that I worked with some friends of mine that work with at-risk youth in the foster care system. Some of these girls have lived a lot of lifetimes already. And I think we can all relate. I want to thank our wonderful sound engineer over there.
Makes me different from any other girl, reaching her tendrils to the light, to be seen, to be noticed all around and all right. Once you steal her, it's hard to get her back, though you all I might. She's seen the darkness on the streets that she fights, and she knows just what she's up against. She dreams how she dreams. Spacing out, you think that she's wishing on a star. She'll only tell you that she's got her doubts. Looked out the window, she saw a ghost. The radio, it's playing, saying ice caps are melting. You know it makes her feel like just going home. Dreams, oh, how she dreams, to be seen. Out the window, wonders what's like to just run away. But her daddy told her he'd hit her if she did, if she did, if she did. So she made up her mind. She left that day. What doesn't kill makes you sick. What makes you sick? You learn a lesson, you get wiser, and one figures, hey, it pays to cross a line, eat a little dirt sometimes.
Thank you. Y'all are so kind. So Debbie's not coming up here and cut me off yet. We've got a great show today. I think there's going to be a skit in the middle. And we got sun and beer, and it's still morning. There's coffee, too. It's like perfect way to get the family out. There's beer, honey. I'm there. I know. My partner's the same way. I'm like, there's beer. There's beer at the end of whatever we're doing. I'm going to sing this one for Carol Newman. This is a song about the river and belonging. And I'm playing tonight with Dave Densmore with Columbia River Keeper, who I assume is going to do a talk about what they're doing for the river and how committed they are to protecting your communities and everything that they're doing. And I just love them immensely.
A seed to grow. When it grow, I do not know. It's wrapped up like a letter to the greatest friend. Just like a gardener knows on a wind that blows. Well, there's always something coming in. Is it the water, the love, earth, sun, the wind, or a message the tiny package lends? Well, I prefer the poetry, and I've got this six string. You know there's a song that I just gotta sing, and it goes, oh, mighty river, wash this seed around the bend. And oh, story water, help me find my face again. Just like when you prayed to catch a fish, then a native bed just to show you how you belong. But you had to let it go back to the river's flow. But you carry that message now just like a song. Used to wonder how I do, you know, like a bird that flew. I'm a flower, such a strange bloom. All I can do is stand and hold out my hand, wrap myself up like a seed, plant the love again, and sing, oh, mighty river, wash this seed around the bend. Story water, help me find your face again. Thank you. planted a seed to grow. Will it grow? I do not know. It's wrapped up like a letter to the greatest friend.
Alexa.
Can't see that on the radio.
You're the best. That was great. Well, I totally urge you to get over to the Astoria Event Center today between 4 and 5 because Alexa will be playing her music with along with the poetry of David Densmore. Now, there is an amazing combination. It's very interesting and just it's an amazing thing. And plus, it is a time for you to find out all the good things that Columbia Riverkeeper is doing for us. You know, as we sit here at Troll Radio Review, if you're in the audience, they're the people who are helping us keep this river as safe and beautiful as it is. Driving in today just blows me away that we live in such an area of beauty, and we really can't take it for granted. We need to be working for that all the time. And by the way, this is somewhat related. If you're interested in how our port commissioners are elected and you're a Clatsop County voter, please see me at the end of the show because I have some petition pages that could be used up. So that's my public service message. Well, let's see what we've got going on here. The troll's going to come here in a little while, I guess, because we've got Stinky somewhere. I just have this feeling that Stinky is somewhere. Are you around? I hear that. Let's see. Is Troll coming on? Okay, well, I am. It says you're going to come on after the TNH. Oh, I see. We're going to listen to Shanghai on the Willamette first, and I knew that, yes. This is kind of like a tradition. These guys have been playing with us during Fisher Poets Gathering since we were over at the river.
Oh, and loving it every time we're here.
We love the River Theater. And now it's kind of like, you know, we've got the real river right behind us in view. Out of the black
box. It is beautiful
theater.
Out here, this blue sky day. I think it's always a blue sky day when we're here, right?
Not always, no. I don't know if you recall, but a couple years ago it snowed.
In my memory.
Yes, in your memory. Okay. Well, we're going to
have I have a filter on my memory.
Okay, let's hear something from you, and then we'll see if we can come up with anything from our friend, Mr. Toadwort.
There's a certain air that he might be around. But
yeah, a little air.
So we're here for the Fisher Poets Gathering, and so...
Yeah, and we hope you are, too.
So we've got the button. So we're going to do you a song about fishing.
And we are Shanghai the Lemon. I'm Gordy. That's Jonathan. And
to your left as you look into your radio.
That's it. So you can see us there. We're those two voices that you can clearly not see. This is called Fishing Blues. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock. I reached right back and I got me a pole. Went to the hardware, got me a hook. I cinched that line right on that hook. Said you've been fishing all the time. I'm a-going fishing too. Bet your life your loving wife's gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little something I'd like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a-going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, I'm a-going fishing too. Fishing too. Bet your life your loving wife's gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little something I'd like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, I'm a going fishing too. daddy by the lead. Mama's gonna cook a little shortening bread. Ted's been fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too. Bet your life your loving wife's gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little something I'd like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing. I'm a going fishing too. Thank you. Fishing Blues.
So this was a question that came up earlier this morning for some reason, which, and the question was, what do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? And it goes, there's a song, and you can sing along, and that song goes something like,
oh well.
Wait, what do I smell? I think I smell something.
Well, good morning, my friends.
Hey.
Yeah, it is such
good
a it is such a great thing to have you back on the show. When did you get here?
Well, Mr. Troll, I'd give you a hug, but phew, there is that stench. I mean that stink. I mean that.
Hey, wait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. I mean that aroma.
Oh, that's better. Yeah.
Yeah, and it never changes. We sailed into the East Mooring Basin yesterday. And during the incoming tide, and we've been busy ever since. We were at the Wet Dog last night. Tonight we'll be on stage at Pier 11. Yeah.
Oh, you've tied up at the East Basin, huh? How did you sleep?
Not the best, yeah. But it is what it is.
What it is, yeah.
Well, did you ask them to maybe quiet down?
Well...
We tried, but you know what?
The harmony was so good.
Oh, that's all. They just broke into harmony. That's
well,
all.
That, yeah, that's not. That.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I am not a fisher person, you know, but I have bought one poem, and then I wrote one myself.
All right.
But I asked the author of the first one there, Jim. Jim, is it okay if I read? Okay. He
all
says,
right.
All right. I bought this from him. Okay. And here it is. And I like to see how everyone likes, you know, Jim's first here. There was a young troll whose wish was to catch the world's biggest fish. He baited his tail and pulled out a whale. Shh, don't tell him a whale's not a fish.
That's good, eh? Yeah. That's good, huh?
Well, thank you very much.
All
right. I didn't thank.
Good. All right, Stinky, what else you got?
That was pretty
good.
I got
another one.
Oh, great.
I got another one. Okay, now listen to this one. This one the troll wrote himself. Yeah. Okay. If you want to see the fisher poets and meet these peoples of the salty sea, just buy yourself a button and wander down the streets and listen for the sounds of fish peoples celebrating their beautiful life upon the sea. Go into the Lavelle Room here at the Fort George or the Vet Dog Cafe down by the river's edge, the Astoria Event Center in the middle of town, and the Voodoo or the Colombian Theater while you're wandering around. And don't forget Kala, the Imagine Gallery. There are over 80 acts coming around from near and far to our quaint coastal town. We are so lucky to have the fisher poets gathered around.
Hey, all right. There was even some rhyme in that.
There was a little bit, yeah. But you know, you don't have to rhyme poetry. It doesn't have to rhyme.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
very nice.
Okay, and you know, I've been thinking of something else.
And what's that, Mr. Troll?
What do you do with a drunken sailor?
Funny you should ask that.
Yeah, funny you should ask
that. And we would, you know, we would like the audience participation on this portion of the of our reality radio. Okay.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
No, wait. I have written a couple of verses.
Oh, you have?
You have written a couple of verses to this song?
Yes, I have, and I would like, okay, here we go. Would you like to hear them?
We'd love to hear them.
Would you like to hear them?
Do we have a choice?
No.
Well, since we have no choice.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Put him in the fish box with the captain's daughter. Put him in the fish box with the captain's daughter. Put him in the fish box with the captain's daughter.
Wait.
Early in the morning.
Wait a second, Mr. Troll.
What?
This is a family show. It's a children's show. We can't be singing that way about the captain's daughter with a drunken sailor.
I think you have a dirty mind there, Jonathan.
Well, maybe, but...
But, you know, all they're doing in the fish box is counting the salmon and the crab and...
Are you
and
sure?
The, yeah, and the flounder
Are you
and
sure?
the rockfish and...
But have you seen the captain's daughter?
Now they will... Oh, Debbie, don't get too upset. Okay. Oh, I have one more.
You do?
Yes,
one more verse.
All right, one more verse.
Okay.
Throw him in the fish box with John and Sylvia. Throw him in the fish box with John and Sylvia. Throw him in the fish box with John and Sylvia. Early in the morning.
John and Sylvia?
Yeah, well, let me spell Sylvia for you. C-Y-L-V-I-A. Well, you know, maybe we...
And what were they doing in the fish box again?
Well, you know...
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, I think maybe we don't need to throw the drunken sailor in there with him, but when they... Maybe they get out of the fish box and he, you know, maybe they can get out of the fish box and maybe they go off your boat.
Well, and Mr. Troll,
yeah,
that,
wait a minute,
that is
wait
going
a minute.
To be.
And then I think the drunken sailor should maybe check them so they aren't trying to take those salmon off.
Yeah.
I think we better get out of this one.
No, you have to ask me, why are they taking the salmon?
Why?
Legal fees.
Now,
way,
Mr. Troll.
Way, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Thank you, Stinky.
All right. Well, fortunately, we've got professionals out there dealing with every aspect of things we have. Well, I think we better get back to some music from Shanghai and the Willamette.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Debbie. That's what you never ask.
So what time will you be playing tonight at Pier 11?
9 o'clock.
11, I think, at 9 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so you're kind of late. Okay, so... But
if you're new to Fisher Poets, there are 6 venues, so if you go and plant yourself one place, you'll see 1/6 of everybody.
Okay, now, the Pier 11 venue is a new one this year.
Yes.
And is this an all-ages venue?
That is a fair question.
I don't know. We're from out of town.
Oh. Okay. Well,
they're letting us find out.
But there are some of the events are taking place in all ages venues, so get down there. It's really a great experience. Some of the stories and the poetry is just fabulous.
And we're going to sing you an all ages song right
now.
And which song would that be?
The one you have with the Boron. So we as Shanghai, we're known to sing the occasional shanty.
Sea shanties, usually.
Sea shanties. And we're going to leave it up to you to decide whether this is a shanty or not. And we're going to dedicate this to all of you parents who have raised young boys. This is called Sink the Cheerio. That should give you a clue. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ah, me name is Patty Murphy, and 3 years it is me age. I'll tell you how I'm passing through me toilet training stage. My dad says, dear, whene'er you hear the call from down below, set sail for the nearest bathroom and sink the cheerio. And sink the cheerio, me boys. And sink the cheerio. Set sail for the nearest bathroom and sink the cheerio. Now, the thing they call the Cheerio, I've eaten them by the score, and they toss them in the toilet, well, it grieves me heart full sore. But target practice, me and me trade, me hunger all lay low. I'll train me guns upon it, and sink the Cheerio. And sink the Cheerio, me boys, and sink the Cheerio. I'll train me guns upon it, and sink the Cheerio. Now at first I went to pee, me boys, the place was quite a wreck. And many's the time me poor old mom, she'd have to swab the deck. Indeed, 'twas she who first decreed the way that things should go. She bid me stand upon me stool and sing the cheerio.
And sink the cheerio, me boys,
and sink the cheerio. She bid me stand upon me stool and sink the cheerio. Now to sink the cheerio, me boys, is not an easy task. A bit of oat designed to float, so stubbornly does it bask. But like an arrow to the bullseye, you must direct your flow. Takes much coordination to sink the cheerio.
To sink the cheerio, me boys,
to sink the cheerio. Takes much coordination to sink the cheerio. So come all me jolly playmates and listen unto me. Be proud of your pea shooter as ever a lad should be. For someday when we're big boys to the tavern we will go. Fill up the bowl again, me boys,
and sink the cheerio.
And sink the cheerio, me boys,
and sink the cheerio.
Fill up the bowl again, me boys,
and sink the cheerio.
Thank you.
So. Well, that's the only one of those shanties we have in our repertoire.
We call that a toilet training shanty, but I'm not sure you can say that on the air, so we won't.
We're going to do Great Galleon?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's a nonsense song. It is appropriate a place in its pub because it incorporates two of our most favorite themes, drinking and shipbuilding, or telling, maritime.
Not to mention telling stories.
Telling stories.
So we've noticed this, in fact, just last night after the festivities ended here, this phenomenon that in this song it says the lower that the barrel gets, the taller grows the tale.
So that's your line.
The night gets a little longer, so do the stories.
Yeah, the story gets a little more outlandish as we go.
And this is one of those lying
This is
songs.
Called The Great Galleon of Plymouth.
There was a wealthy merchant man did dwell in Plymouth town. He built a mighty galleon to sail up to the moon.
To sail up to the moon, me boys, I'll drink to that in ale.
The lower that the barrel gets, the taller grows the tail.
They drained all Plymouth Sound, me boys, to build her in the dry. Her stern was up in Sutton and her bows in Cosson Bay.
Her bows in Cosson Bay, me boys, I'll drink to that in ale. The lower that the barrel gets, the taller grows the tail. Before they built that ship, all Devon was a forest green. The wood they took left only field and moorland to be seen.
Just moorland to be seen, me boys, I'll drink to that in ale.
The lower that the barrel gets, the taller grows the tail.
Her crew was 1,000 strong, and so her pantry was well stuffed. The Derby ram and old dun cow were scarcely meat enough.
We're scarcely meat enough, me boys, I'll drink to that in ale. The lower that the barrel gets, the taller grows the tail. And as they sailed along the coast, her sails blocked out the light. The Cornish folk all went to bed, they thought it was the night.
They thought it was the night, me boys, I'll drink to that in ale.
The lower that the barrel gets, the taller grows the tail.
And as they sailed along the coast, her flags and pennons danced. Her topmost pennon wiped the nose of Louis, King of France.
Oh, Louis, King of France, me boys, I'll drink to that in ale. The lower that the barrel gets, the taller grows the tail. And they sailed to Biscay Bay and found themselves a storm. It blew them off the face of earth and out towards the moon.
And out towards the moon, me boys, I'll drink to that in ale.
The lower that the barrel gets, the taller grows the tail.
But they sailed in too close and tore her sails upon its horns. They fell into the Milky Way. And everyone was drowned.
And everyone was drowned, me boys, I'll drink to that in ale. The lower that the barrel gets, the taller grows the tail. We'll sing the chorus round again and drink to that in ale. And now the barrel's empty, we will end our silly tale.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you.
Grab your fiddle.
Yeah, we've got got lots of time. I think we should get one more song from Shanghai on the Willamette to get them all the way here. By the way, these guys not only are, you know, fabulous musicians and really nice guys, they are both programmers on our sister mother station, KABU. And they get up really early for their folk shows.
We do. It's an early music show.
It's an early music show.
So we'll slip out to Ireland if that works on your fiddle.
Sure. So, yeah. Sing along with this one.
This is an Irish drum called a baron, by the way.
How do you spell that?
B-O-D-H-R-A-N.
Right.
Baron.
Right.
Just as you would expect.
It's made out of goat skin. If it was dog skin, it'd be a bow-wow-ron.
What would make it a do-run-run?
You ready?
I am a little beggar man, a beggar I've been for 80 or more on the Sutherland of Ween. I'm known from the Liffey down to Segue, and the name that I'm known by is old Johnny Doo. Of all the trades a-going now, shebegging is the best. For when a man is tired, he can lay down to rest. He can beg for his dinner, for there's nothing else to do but cut around the corner with his old rigadoo. I slept in a barn way down in Currabon. A wet night came on and we slept till the dawn, with holes in the roof and the rain a-coming through, and the cats and the rats, they were playing peek-a-boo. Who should awaken but the woman of the house, with her white spotted apron and calico blouse. She began to frighten and I says, boo, and don't be afraid, ma'am, it's only Johnny Doo. Flaxy-haired girl one day, good morning, little flaxy-haired girl, I say. Good morning, little beggar man, and how do you do, with your rags and your tags and your old rig-a-doo? Buy a pair of leggings and a collar and a tie, a nice little lady I'll fetch by and by. Buy a pair of goggles and I'll color them blue, and an old-fashioned lady I'll make her too. Over the hills with me pack on me back, over the hills with me great heavy sack, with holes in me shoes and me toes a-peeking through, singing skin I'm rick-a-doodle, it's old Johnny Doo. Must be going to bed now, for it's getting late at night, the fire's all raked and out goes the light, and now you've heard the story of my whole rick-a-doo. It's good, by God be with you, says old Johnny Doo. Thank you. so
Thanks much.
That was fantastic. So they'll be 7 o'clock tonight. You can catch them over at Pier 11 tonight. 7, was that right? Or 9? 9 o'clock, okay. But there are great things going on all over town, so be sure to take part in them. Well, while we're getting our house band up here for some tunes, I want to remind you about Alexa and Dave Densmore at the event center again. It is a Columbia Riverkeeper event. There is something very interesting going on in Swinson tonight at the Wiki Up Grange. The Napa Theater Group has taken their act to the Wiki Up Grange because they needed a bigger stage, and they are doing an adaptation of Monty Python's Holy Grail. And I said to myself when I heard that, holy, how can they do that? And it is pretty darned amazing, I have to say. They've got an incredible set. They've worked so hard on it. They're only doing 2 performances. They did last night and tonight at 7. And those kids are doing amazing things. They've got third graders all the way through 11th grade, it looked to me, and really a good cast. And it is very creative. So that's at 7 p.m. tonight. And youth on the other end of the county, Seaside High School, tonight and Thursday at 7 are putting on Footloose. I've heard it's pretty great. Great things going on. Orange on Blue. It's been a month-long extravaganza of Darren Orange's fabulous art. Tonight is the last night. And tonight, there's going to be music from Catherine Clare and her friends R. Lee and Chris Radel. And also, our own local band, Parallel Lines, will be there. So really great things going on. And I think we better get on to some music right now. You're not going to be bored this weekend. That's the bottom line. So welcome our Troll Radio House Band.
Thanks, Debbie. We're going to start out with a Fisher's tune, a Fisher's hornpipe.
Isn't that by Jim Fisher?
I don't know. Could be.
Might be.
It's fishy enough for us.
Yes. It's got the word fish in it.
I think it might have been Johannes Fisher.
All right. Let's do it, boys. Ready?
Chop, chop. Next tune we're going to do is an old-time tune from down North Carolina, recorded back in the 1920s. It's almost 100 years ago. Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. It's called Movin' Day. Landlord said this morning to me, give me your key, the rent ain't free. I can't live on nothing, you see. Get on the road and go. I'm not waiting for Rita to get leaves home. She's my honey from the honeycomb. She said she'd never leave me alone this morning. 'Cause it's moving day, moving day. Rip the carpet up off the floor. Get on your overcoat, get out the door. It's moving day. Pack up your stuff and get away. If you can't pay the rent, you gotta live in a tent. 'Cause it's moving day. Since the middle of May, what can I say? Going away, gas my Ford up, do it today. Get out on the road and go slow. Come and get me, Mr. Landlord Man. True fine mama, take me by the hand. We'll go back to Dixieland this morning. 'Cause it's moving day, moving day. Rip the carpet up off the floor. Get on your overcoat, get out the door. It's moving day. Pack up your stuff and get away. If you can't pay the rent, you gotta live out of tent. 'Cause it's moving day. Carpet up off the floor. Get on your overcoat, get out the door. It's moving day. Pack up your stuff and get away. If you can't pay the rent, you gotta live in a tent. 'Cause it's moving day. Thank you very much. And we're gonna wind it up with a tune about boats.
Boats.
The boatman.
The boatman.
We're going a little more now. It's okay. We'll stress
it. How's that thing go, boys?
I forget. Boatman dance.
Okay.
Boatman sing. Every once in a while, boatman play a fiddle. Oh.
Ohio, hey ho, boatman rows, sailing down the river on the Ohio. Dance, boatman, dance, sing, boatman, sing. Dance all night till the broad daylight, and go home with the girls in the morning. Boatmen do most anything. Boatmen dance, boatmen sing. Boatmen do most anything. Dance, sing, boatmen sing. Dance all night till the broad daylight. Take the gals home in the morning. Then when you go to the boatman's ball, you dance with your own wife or none at all. But when you go to the boatman's ball, you dance with your own wife or none at all.
Dance, boatman, dance. Sing, boatman, sing. Dance all night to the broad daylight and take the gal home in the morning. When the boatman blows his horn, look out, man, your hog is gone. He'll steal your sheep, steal your cow, turn your back and you take him to the boat. Dance, boatman, dance. Sing, boatman, sing. Dance all night to the broad daylight, take the gal home in the morning.
This is a song from the Revolutionary War called The Road to Boston. Okay, and she wants a short one, and it is short. I mean, if you start in Worcester, it's not that far.
How do they go off?
I've got the best house band in the world. Well, while we're getting all the musicians up here for our ending song, I want to say some big thank yous to everybody who makes this happen. We have a great engineering crew. We've got Terry and Brian and Ray and Dave, who makes things happen back at the station. Thanks to all of them for making this all work. Thanks to all of you who support Coast Community Radio and come out to listen to some good tunes and have a good time. Thanks very much for the... Blue Scorcher Bakery, who give us coffee and those yummy cookies every time. And most of all, thanks to all the fine musicians who donate their time to come over and play music. It's a lot of fun. We'll be back on the last Saturday of March, March 28th. We've got Bruce Smith on so far, and let you know who else is going to be here later. We do have a donation jar back there by the stairway if you feel so inclined to help keep Troll Radio going. And we'll see you around town. Be sure to take part in all these Grady Fisher Poet events and all the cool things going on in our beautiful Pacific Northwest. And we've got everybody up here now ready to play a tune. I'm going to turn it over to them.
Anybody out there ticklish?
Ticklish?
Yeah.
Ticklish, you say.
All right. Well, this is an anti-tickling song. Got a chorus? Sing along.
It does have a chorus, and it's a simple chorus.
Thanks to everybody for coming out here for Troll Radio. Here we go.
Are you ready?
Quit that tickling me, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be. Quit that tickling me.
Stop that, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. His name was Simon Slick. Oh, that mule had crazy eyes, and how that mule could kick. Quit that tickling me, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Stop that, quit that, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. I can't have the girl I love, I don't want one at all. Quit that tickling me, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Went up on the mountain, gave my horn a blow. Thought I heard my true love say, yonder comes my bow. Quit that tickling me, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Stop that, quit that, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Gonna get some sticks and mud, gonna build my chimney higher. Gonna keep that old tomcat from putting out my fire. Quit that tickling me, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Stop that, quit that, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Quit that tickling me, now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Stop that, quit that, quit that tickling me. Go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Quit that tickling me, now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Stop that, quit that tickling me, now go away.